To gain visibility and control over your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more, take advantage of this special financing offer of no payments or interest for 6 months from NetSuite by Oracle. Go to netsuite.com/wallstreet. That's netsuite.com/wallstreet.
This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, April 25th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. If you've been on Twitter lately, you may have noticed who has a blue check mark next to their name has been changing. Last week, legacy verifications began going away, and some big-name celebrities like Kim Kardashian and Oprah appeared to have lost their checks. As of Monday, though, they were back. While some government agencies, journalists, and other verified accounts have had their checks removed. So what's going on at the social network, and what does this all say about Twitter's future? Our Twitter reporter Alexa Kors joins us to explain. That's after these headlines. A federal appeals court has sided with Apple, upholding a ruling that mostly supports the company's App Store policies. In 2021, Fortnite maker Epic Games alleged Apple limited competition by requiring in-app purchases of third-party apps to go through Apple's payment system, collecting as much as 30% of the charges in the process. Apple disputed the antitrust claims, arguing that Epic could distribute video games in other ways, and that a 30% platform fee was an industry standard. On Monday, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals sided with a federal judge's ruling that rejected all but one of Epic's claims and declared that Apple doesn't have a monopoly over mobile gaming transactions. Lyft plans to cut 30% or more of its workforce, at least 12,000 people, in a new round of layoffs. The ride-hailing company is aiming to reduce costs, according to people familiar with its plans. They say the company plans to announce the move after a board meeting next week. And they said the cuts could help reduce 50% of its costs. Lyft doesn't count drivers as employees. And the first ever trial involving alleged insider trading of non-fungible tokens, NFTs, kicked off this week. Yesterday, a former employee of OpenSea faced a federal court in New York. OpenSea is the largest online marketplace for NFTs. The former employee is accused of using confidential information to purchase digital tokens ahead of the company featuring them on its homepage. He's charged with wire fraud and money laundering. The defendant has pleaded not guilty to the charges. Okay, after the break, who's got a blue check mark on Twitter, and what exactly does that signify anymore? We'll discuss what's going on with Twitter's verification system and what it means for users when we come back.
This podcast is brought to you by AcreTrader, the land investing platform that provides access to farm and timberland assets online. Did you know that U.S. farmland is a $2.9 trillion asset class? Over the past three decades, farmland's intrinsic value and relative stability have made it a stable store of wealth during times of both inflation and recession. Visit AcreTrader.com to discover potential benefits of investing in our nation's oldest asset, land. That's AcreTrader.com. Securities offered by AcreTrader Financial LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Twitter's blue check marks have been something of a status symbol since they were launched to authenticate official accounts for governments, celebrities, and journalists. But under new owner Elon Musk, that verification system has changed. Last week, legacy verified Twitter users began losing their blue check marks. And this change doesn't just affect those who lose their checks. It points to a bigger shift for the platform's future. With us to discuss that is WSJ Twitter reporter Alexa Kors. Hi, Alexa. Glad you could join us. Can you start by giving us a rundown so far of what's going on with these blue check marks? I mean, who has them, who doesn't, and what do we know about why?
There's actually quite a bit of confusion about that right now, but let's back up a little bit. Last week, Twitter said it was going to remove check marks from legacy verified accounts. So that's users who weren't paying for verification, had been verified before Elon Musk took over Twitter. But Twitter removed a lot of check marks on Thursday, but we quickly started to see exceptions. Musk said he was paying for some people's subscriptions to be verified and get these other features, like LeBron James, for example. And then over the weekend, we saw even more exceptions, and blue check marks reappeared on a bunch of celebrity and other big accounts. And many of them posted over the weekend saying they aren't paying and they aren't subscribing. So there's a lot of confusion right now. We haven't heard an official explanation from the company.
Something else users of Twitter might have noticed recently is also these gray check marks. Can you tell us what those are? What are they supposed to signify?
So the gray check marks are supposed to indicate that an account represents a government organization or government official. You'll also see gold or yellow check marks for business accounts, and these are part of the new design that Twitter has been rolling out.
Tell us a bit more about the new design going forward. I mean, what is Elon Musk's plan for these checks and for these new different kind of account labels?
This is arguably the biggest product change Musk has been working on since he took over Twitter. And the larger point is a shift from this old system where you had legacy verified users who got these check marks because they were authentic and notable, and it was a way to help combat impersonation, to a system where you have to subscribe to get verification and these other features.
So we know some of these celebrities with the blue check marks have said that they're not paying for it, but do we know who is paying for the blue checks now?
We don't know that exactly either. Twitter hasn't publicly said a number for how many people have signed up. We've seen some third-party outside research suggesting it's about 640,000 users today may be paying for it. Thousands more may have been gifted it, according to this outside analysis. And one study found that many users who bought the check marks tended to have conservative leanings, talk about cryptocurrency, or were fans of Musk.
Alexa, you mentioned that blue check marks historically were this mark of authentication to say, you know, the person whose name is associated with this account is real, or the business associated with this account is real. Since these changes have started taking place, has there been any confusion about, you know, what is an official account?
We've already seen some impersonators. There was an account pretending to be the New York City government, for example. It was suspended fairly quickly, but it already had attracted some attention.
We've also been watching this saga unfold with news organizations, including National Public Radio and the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. They've stopped tweeting because their organizations were labeled government-funded media. Now, Twitter has since taken those labels down, and it's also removed those labels from Chinese and Russian state-affiliated news organizations. Alexa, does this tell us anything about Twitter's role as a platform for getting news?
That's a huge question right now. For a long time, news organizations and Twitter have had this really close, if awkward, relationship where news brings a lot of content to Twitter. Twitter is a way to get and share news. I think some of the important questions going forward are, will news organizations and journalists find a new platform? Or will Twitter have content that is as compelling for users if more news organizations say they're not going to put their content on the platform anymore?
And, you know, while we've been kind of looking at the saga of NPR and the other news organizations that have decided to pull back from Twitter, I've repeatedly had to say that Twitter has responded with a poop emoji. You cover Twitter, Alexa. Why is this the response that journalists are getting?
So we reach out to Twitter a lot. I send a lot of emails asking Twitter for information, comment on whatever's happening that day. And the typical press Twitter email now auto replies with a poop emoji. That's been going on for about a month. And Elon Musk tweeted that this is an auto reply for press inquiries now.
Okay, so an unusual auto reply for press inquiries. What is all of this telling us about his strategy for Twitter and kind of what he thinks the future of the platform should be?
Well, the rollout of the subscription product is really important because we know that Elon Musk has told his staff that he really wants to grow Twitter's subscription business. Right now, most of Twitter's revenue comes from advertising, and Musk has said he wants that to be more like 50-50.
Musk bought Twitter about 6 months ago. Just wondering, kind of half a year on from that purchase, if we have a sense of just how things are going, you know, like, apart from just this one subscription change.
It's been a tumultuous 6 months. We've seen some advertisers pulled back. We've seen these kind of chaotic product changes. We know Musk told staff that Twitter's valuation is now about half of what it was of the acquisition price, what he paid for it. That said, Musk has told staff that he has a lot of optimism for what Twitter can become. He wants to grow Twitter into kind of a super app with payments and all these other great features, turn it into this hugely valuable platform. That's not, you know, where the company is right now, but that's what he says is his ambition for it.
Okay, that's WSJ's Twitter reporter, Alexa Kors. Great to have you, Alexa. And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. If you want more tech stories, check out our website, WSJ.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.